Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm excited to work with you today. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Don't get sloppy. We need to be able to read your name. So I just wrote my name in my neatest printing. And then you can put your pencil down because we're going to do some coloring first. What we're going to work on today is called a digraph. Digraph. Can you say digraph? Digraph. Yes. And our digraph for today is a weird one. So you're going to get really good at this, and then you're going to amaze people when you tell them how you know this. So here we go. Our digraph for today are the letters P, H. When you find P, H together, they make a whole new sound. So if you look at our picture, I'm going to look for an object in our picture that begins with PH, and I'm going to tell you that new sound. Ready? Look at the picture at the top of your page. I want you to find the phone. The phone. Mm-hmm. Phone. What does that sound like it starts with? Phone. Yeah, it sounds like it starts with the letter F. Phone. Well, guess what? It starts with the letters PH. Phone has a PH. Let's color the phone and talk about this crazy thing. Let's color the phone gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can actually use your pencil. It makes a nice gray color. So phone, I'm coloring mine gray. Phone begins with the letters PH. And when you have PH together, it makes a whole new sound, and it only makes one sound, and that sound is F, the sound of F, phone. It's true. I know. It's weird. It is weird, but here's the deal. Now you know, so when you see words that begin with PH, you'll know to say when you're trying to sound it out or read it. You can also impress a lot of people because you'll know this and maybe they won't and you can teach it to them. I am almost finished coloring my phone and I am going to give you about 6 more seconds to finish coloring your phone, PH, phone, and then let's put our crayons or our pencil, if you're using your pencil to make a gray color, down. 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, and 1. All right. If you look at our picture at the top of our page, you're going to see a picture hanging on the wall. And it's not just any picture, it's a photograph. Photograph. Let's color the photograph. First, let's start by coloring the outside frame of the photograph. Let's color it green. Find some kind of a green crayon. Let's color the frame of the photograph green. So we're coloring the outside part. Photograph starts with a PH, just like phone. Even though it has a PH, photograph starts with a PH, we say F. Otherwise, if we said the P sound and then the H sound, separately, photograph would be photograph, photograph. What in the world? Can you please take my photograph? What in the, that is not even right. That's not even a real word. Now we're making stuff up. So we want to make sure that we know when we see words that begin with a PH, we say photograph. We say with our F sound, because when you have PH, it makes one sound, and it makes a new sound, a f, for photograph. So I colored the outside frame of the photograph, of the photo, green. All right, I'm finished coloring the outside frame of my photograph, but I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, put your green crayon down. And now in our photo, we have a little girl, a dog, and a cat. We're only going to color the dog. We're only going to color the dog. Find your brown crayon and color the dog brown. Just the dog. This is the part where you listen. Yeah, you have to follow the directions. We're only coloring the dog in the photo brown. So photo and phone begin the same way. It sounds like pff, but it's actually the letters PH working together to make that sound. All right. I have finished coloring my dog. So I'll give you about 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now, in our picture at the top of our page, there is a girl. She's got 2 bows in her hair. She's wearing some tennis shoes and some shorts and a shirt. Well, her name is Phoebe. Phoebe is a name that begins with the letters PH. So we're going to color Phoebe. Let's start with her bows. Let's start with Phoebe's bows. Let's color Phoebe's bows pink. Find some kind of a pink crayon and color Phoebe's bows. We're not coloring the girl in the photo. We're coloring the girl. You can see her shoes. She's the big girl. She's the one in the picture at the top of our page, not in the photo, hanging on the wall. So this is Phoebe. Phoebe has a name that begins with the letters P and H, and we put them together and get a whole new sound, and it sounds like the sound of F. Phoebe. We don't call her Phoebe. That's not her name. She's not called Phoebe. She's called Phoebe. I finished coloring my pink bows, so now let's color Phoebe's shirt. Find some kind of a purple crayon and color Phoebe's shirt purple. Go ahead. So we have Phoebe, photo, and phone. All of these begin with our new digraph, PH. It's one of the weirder digraphs because even though it has a P, we don't hear that sound. It has an H and we don't hear that sound. We hear a whole new sound. PH says, it's true. I don't know. All right, I finished coloring Phoebe's shirt purple. I'm putting down my purple crayon. Now let's talk about something else that Phoebe is doing. She is exercising. She is doing physical activity. Physical is another word with our PH digraph. Physical begins with PH. If you haven't put down your purple crayon, let's do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's color Phoebe's shorts blue. Phoebe is doing physical activity. Physical activity is when you get your heart pumping. You do something active. You're not just sitting down. You're moving. That's physical activity. Phoebe is being physical. She is exercising. I finished coloring her shorts with my blue crayon. You take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and let's color Phoebe's shoes. Let's have her wear some, wow, she's got pink bows, purple shirt, blue shorts. Let's keep her shoes basic. Let's do some black shoes so she's not all mixed and matched up. So Phoebe is doing physical activity. Both of those words, Phoebe and physical, start with our PH digraph, but what sound does PH make when they're together? Very good. They make the F sound when they're together. And it's two letters, but they're only making one sound, the F sound. Physical, Phoebe, photo, phone. All of these begin with the same digraph, PH. Now, PH, that digraph, can be in the middle of a word or the end of a word. But for today, we're just working on it at the beginning of a word. But if you see PH in the middle of a word or at the end of a word, now you know. Now you know. You don't say pa. We wouldn't say she's doing pahisical activity. You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say please answer the pahone. No. You put the PH together and you give it that new sound. All right. Put down your black crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom of our page. All right. If you look at number 1, you're going to see our digraph. It's PH. So trace it for me. PH says F. Scoot over and trace it again for me. PH says F. Scoot over. There's nothing there for you to trace. What do you think I want you to do? Yes, write your own digraph. PH. Write neatly. PH says F. Scoot over. Practice it again. PH says F. And last time, scoot over. Write it one more time for me. PH says F. Now let's look at number 2. There are some words on number 2. I'm going to read the words to you. Number 2, the very first word says phase. Phase. I'm going through a phase right now where I like to have cereal for breakfast every single day. It's a phase that I'm going through right now. Phase. Can you find the digraph? What's the digraph? Look for it. What two letters make the f sound in phase? Yes, PH. Circle the PH for me in the word phase. Circle the PH. Now scoot across. The next word says phonics. Phonics. What's the digraph in the word phonics? What are we looking for? What makes the f sound? Yes, PH, circle PH. Phonics is what we've been doing. We're learning letters. We're learning letters and sounds and things that they make. It's fun. We're looking for families. It's all amazing. Scoot over. I love this word. It's why I put it on here. The next word says phooey. Phooey, that's not fair. What is the digraph in the word phooey that makes the f, f, f sound? Yes, PH. PH makes the f sound. Phooey, we're almost done with this activity and I'm having so much fun. Phooey. All right, number 3. If you look at number 3, you will see a row of pictures. We are going to look at each of those pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you. If you hear the f sound at the beginning, that means it has our PH digraph, and I want you to circle it. Ready? The first picture next to number 3 is photos. Photos. Yes, circle it. We talked about that one. It has a PH at the beginning. Photographs. Photo. Our next picture is shark. Shark. Does that have? No, that doesn't have it. Leave the shark alone. Our next photo shows thumb. Thumb. No, that doesn't have it. How about our next picture? Phone. Phone. Yes, we talked about it. It was one of the first things that we colored. Our next picture is pointing an arrow. You see the little arrow? It's pointing to her chin. Does that have PH? Does that have our f? No, leave it alone. And our last picture is a whisk. Whisk. No, that doesn't have PH either. So we circled photos and phone. And our last one, number 4, right now it says get the own. We need a digraph there. We need to fill in the missing digraph on top of that dark black line. What's our digraph for today? Yes, PH, will you write it right there? Right there in that missing blank. Now, instead of saying get the own, it says get the phone. You got it. And what should we circle, the dolphin or the phone? The phone. You got it. Boys and girls, PH is our digraph, and even though it's two letters, it only makes one sound, and the sound is f, f, f. You got it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.